You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, I don't know if I'm on or not. I don't know. Hi, I was on another screen. Hi, I did not know that. I feel like a nut right now. Welcome to Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, and I'm producer and host of this show. And we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 14 years, I've been doing this show. And we have been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you need some tips, advice, or resource information on how to elevate your career status. Now, some of the guests on this show include Emmy Award winners, Grammy Award winners, Tony Award winners. We have reality television stars and just a wide variety of working show business professionals who work as film, television, radio producers and directors. We have casting directors. We have literary agents. We have casting agents, PR agents, talent managers, screenwriters, publicists, actors, comedians, singers, dancers, models, script supervisors, stunt people, and we bring entertainment lawyers on, usually towards the end of the year, because everyone needs an entertainment attorney. If you don't, you need to question your reality about being in show business, because you should be able to afford one. Now, if you missed any of our past shows, here are three ways that you can listen to them. Number one, we have the free mobile app, and you can get that at the App Store or the Google Play Store. We are also on iHeartRadio. We're on iTunes. We're on Amazon Podcasts, Google, Audible.com, Stitcher.com. Or you can go to my archive page and you can listen directly to any of them today. It's latalkradio.com. So look for our show title, which is called Question Reality, or you can look for my name under the search, Priscilla Leona. Now, we ask you for an itsy bitsy teeny weeny little favor. What is it? What's the favor? No money. We don't need your money. We kindly ask that you please subscribe to our podcast via Apple Podcasts. And also, please give us a like or a follow. Everybody, the world revolves around the little thumb. We need a like and a follow. And do that on all of our social media pages. Every week I talk about branding. Very important. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube with branding very early when you start your career. It is so important that you think about branding, because that's the name that is going to stick with you and be associated with your brand. So choose carefully. Nothing cutesy wootsy like, you know, Debbie Does Dallas or Denver. So, you know, so, oh God, where did I get that reference? I'm having a 1970s flashback here. I don't know where my mind goes. It comes and goes. I don't know what I even said that for. But picking a name is very important. So usually you should always pick your name. If you're, say, an actor, a singer, a dancer, a model, a musician, your name is the best way to go, because when people Google it, they want to pull it up in 10 seconds. 5 to 10 second attention span, people, you know, because we do it ourselves when we're looking. We don't want to go searching. Promote and showcase your talents, your current or upcoming projects, or your products. Also, we would ask that you come on the show to give advice. We ask every guest in exchange for promoting your projects that you give us tips, advice, and resource information on what you're doing to pursue a career in show business. So we would appreciate some sage advice about the entertainment industry. Also, go to our official website. Now, listen carefully. Here we go with the 5-second attention span I talked about. You have to go to questionrealityradioshow.com. Questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com. That is where we air our shows. You want to go there to click the contact link. And then we just ask real things like, name, ready to submit for consideration to be on our show. Now, very exciting today. We have been waiting for these two gorgeous ladies to come on the show for a while now. There's been some bumps in the road. Oh, there's been drama nonstop since 2020. But finally, they are here. We have Kelly Johnston and Trinity Johnston.
Yay!
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. I cannot see you. I don't know what my husband did, but I would normally be able to see you, but I cannot. I can only see the screen that I'm reading from, so I cannot read your inflection. So we'll just say you're smiling, you're happy, things are going good. Now, Kelly, because you two look so young, I couldn't tell which one was which.
That's so nice.
Kelly Johnston is a producer, a director, and a screenwriter, and her daughter, Trinity, is an actress and a producer. And just let me tell you a little brief bio on the two girls. Let's see. Trinity and Kelly, they are a mother-daughter dynamic duo, as we just said. And they have a dynamic duo. They've created a new hit comedy web series called Austin High, which is a high school drama about Aria.
Aria,
is it Aria? She is the mayor's daughter, and she is constantly being challenged by her new English teacher. Trinity started her own YouTube channel during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, that was being productive. So many people just became couch potatoes, but not Trinity. She wanted to keep busy and continue her passion. And she got some of her friends together, a couple other teen actor friends in Austin, Texas, and they spent a year, I believe, filming all these fun challenges and vlogs. And then Trinity and her mom, Kelly, they decided that they were going to just write scripted content for her YouTube channel. And this super fun storyline, Austin High, came out of it. And it's a story that relates, I believe, to most tweens and teens. They can relate to the content. But I, as a young adult, I've been 29 for decades now, I watched it and I loved it. I was totally engrossed in it. I especially loved, I'm not going to say boys because it'll make me seem like a pervert, but they were very cute. But I was a huge One Direction fan, and the music is very One Direction, happy, poppy, upbeat.
Oh, nice.
I mean, just listening to the music, I loved it. I just said, like, I just watched the new season, the episode for the new season. And when I heard that music, I'm like, yeah, woo, all right. Yeah, I heard Harry Styles, my obsession. Nice. I heard One Direction. I love the music. So whoever picked the music, it was a great decision to go with that style. Now, Trinity has an ultimate goal. She wants to go to LA Film School and get a BS in film production and directing, as well as continue her acting journey. And I want you to go to their sites. Obviously, you can see Austin High on YouTube, and it is under Talk About Branding. Trinity Johnston, T-R-I-N-I-T-Y-J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. Great job with picking. branding.
Yes, Trinity always Johnson. Been Trinity.
Always. Instagram, she is in Trinity Johnston 123. It's very hard to find a name that matches your name on the more popular sites. So 123, perfect. And she's also on Instagram for Austin High Series. And my new obsession, TikTok. Now, I don't know what you're under TikTok. Is it Austin?
I am. It's also Trinity Johnston, but then it's an underscore and then a 123.
There you go. I can follow and like and watch it. This is such a cute show. I'm telling you, I loved it. It was like watching an episode of Saved by the Bell for me. That's my teen days back in the day. So, Kelly, let's start with you. Okay. As a producer, writer, director, I understand that your educational background consists of a BA in speech communication, along with an English teaching certification from San Jose State University. Now, what was your original career goal when you started your educational pursuits in college?
I ended up being an English teacher for high school. So I taught high school English and high school speech, speech communication, you know, public speaking. And that's kind of why.
She's good talking to kids. Like if you see her, she is always talking to the kids.
I like working with high school kids.
Yeah. But I know that you said that you had a lifelong interest in writing and directing and acting, and that that led you to your newfound passion of producing and writing this show. So I think it's fantastic that you had a whole career and now this is your second chapter and you and your daughter have teamed up doing something that you've always thought about doing professionally, right?
I'll be honest, Priscilla. Yes, I'll be honest. I did want to be an actress back in the day, but when I discovered I'm not really that great at it, I decided to get on the other side of the camera.
Yeah. You know what? That is a great thing you just brought up. So many people come here, Kelly, who want to be actors. And for some reason, they either are not good at it naturally, or they decide, I have a whole nother passion other than what they thought. So don't be discouraged by that. People who come out here thinking that you want to be a star, because you might find another career as Kelly did, you know, as long as it's in the same field, why not?
That's right.
Yeah. Right? Now, Kelly, I understand that you have written and produced two short films, Take Me Home and My Soul to Keep. Yes. And they, at least when I got this information, you were at the stage of pitching them to be made into feature films. What happened with those?
Well, yes. So Take Me Home is still on the short film circuit. My Soul to Keep, we actually have a premiere screening this week, this Thursday, and we have some people coming to the screening, and it's at a big, I don't know, but it's at Alamo Draft House, is where our screening, and we have a pitch deck ready, and we're getting ready to pitch that to some people for our feature.
Is this a film festival, did you say? I'm sorry, you cut out.
This is not a film festival. So this week, yes, we have South by Southwest going on here, but this will be a premiere screening event at one of our theaters here in Austin. And so, you know, anyone, you know, in and around Austin can get tickets to come see the screening. Trinity is one of the leads in the film. And it is a psychological thriller. It's really different than what she's doing with Austin High. It's a completely opposite role.
I love it.
Yeah. But there's a big story. It has an important message, which I can't really give away. Mm-hmm. But this film, we're very excited about, and we're excited about becoming a feature.
We're less with the intent to get investors. Or have you invited people that are potential investors, or what was your intent having this particular screening?
So inviting some people who would actually can have connections to screening, you know, screening sites, screening services. So like streaming is what I'm trying to say, streaming.
Yeah, to get various, so like, to get in on various platforms.
And yeah, so to pitch to them to get financial background from them, you know, to help us with the feature. And so then we could stream it on, you know, either a Netflix or, you know, Amazon Prime or.
Show me the money. Question for you. What have you decided? I mean, obviously you're having this screening with the intent of having investors, financial investors. A lot of filmmakers did you funding. How do you feel about that?
So we did, you're talking Indiegogo, like an Indiegogo.
Yeah, Indiegogo.
Yeah. So we did that to help with the post-production of our film.
Okay.
But it's hard to like, if you want to do a feature, right, it's really difficult to do to get enough money with a crowdfunding to really, you know, to make the right type of feature that we like to do. Cause we're talking, you know, 1 million would be, is considered like just not a lot of money, right?
For
trying to raise 1 million, you know, so it's right now it's easy. I don't want to say easier, but to try to raise that kind of money is more difficult than trying to pitch to a network that has the money already that could help fund it.
Exactly. And have you completely finished the script and it's locked or
feature?
Yeah, because
the short film that we're going to screen is about 36 minutes. And then we have an actual outline for the feature film. So it is not locked. We can shift and change it, but we have the whole, you know, we have this outline summary setting.
The ideas, all the add-ons.
Good. Now take me home. Just briefly, can you tell us just a little bit about, because I know Trinity jumped in. She was so excited about her character. Can you tell me a little bit of what it's about and who Trinity plays in the film?
So My Soul Trinity? To Keep. You're talking
no,
about
no,
My
Take Me Home.
Oh, Take Me Home or My Soul to
yeah.
Keep?
Yeah, Take Me Home. Then we're going to go to My Soul to Keep.
Got it. Okay, are you talking
Am I to? Oh,
yeah, Trinity. I wanted to know what, you know, you feel.
We lost her. We lost you.
Well,
Priscilla, we lost your microphone, Priscilla.
Okay. Well, anyways,
can you hear Trinity?
Oh no. Well, maybe I'm like, maybe I.
Come back soon. Where are you, Kelly and
Jill? Can you hear me?
Oh, I just decided to do a little pickup singing. I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Hello.
Yes, okay. About who your character is in Take Me Home and why you love it so much.
Okay. So in Take Me Home, that's the character. So I was a little bit younger, but she is like, she's kind of at the start, at the beginning, whenever you first meet her, she kind of seems like a wimp or like a scared little girl hiding from these guys that are like trying to kill her. But as you get to know her more, she's very tough. And that's what I love about her is how tough she really is and how tough she can be and also how mature and knowledgeable she is.
Well, what exactly is the premise of Take Me Home?
Well, Take Me Home, basically, I mean, I don't know how to explain without spoil. I mean, there's not a spoiler.
You can spoil it.
But, okay, I guess I can spoil it. I don't know. Well, it's not full spoil.
So, for example, Take Me Home it's a short film about the discovery of a journey of a woman.
Take Me Home is about... like these guys break into my
it's about the relationship between a young girl, a young white girl, a privileged white girl, and then an African-American man, older, and people you would not think would like hang out together, but when he comes in to save her, she also helps to save him without him understanding that he needed to be saved. And it's the relationship between the two unlikely characters coming together and realizing, wow, they need each other and they can rely on each other and learn from each other.
Yeah,
and who say you're, who are you, Trinity? Who is your character and why do you love it so much?
Well, so my character, she really, I mean, why I love it so much is just because of how just the dynamic between the two is just so beautiful because of both the characters' different energy and personality, and how on the outside, the guy, he does seem more tough and more like athletic and strong, but on the inside, he's super soft and like kind of like just a really funny guy.
Sweetheart.
But yeah. For me, it's kind of the opposite. On the outside, whenever he first finds me, I'm all like, oh, help me. You know, like I'm all scared. But then whenever like we go back and like you talk and you get to know my character more, then I'm definitely the more tougher and strong.
Feisty.
Yeah,
sassy.
And what do you feel, because I understand that you, Trinity, previously you've done a lot of theater. I think you started acting at 5. So that's like a long time ago. But you've been in 17 short films as well as played a recurring role for 3 years on a popular YouTube channel called New Sky Kids. And you had said that you had enjoyed theater but found your true love in acting in film. And what I love that you said, if this was in fact you that said it, because it's extremely sophisticated for a young girl, you must be obviously super intelligent. You said that you found your true love of acting in film due to the extreme simplicity of movement and internal focus. I'm like, what? I love that. So I would like you to elaborate. Can you please elaborate? What did you mean by that comparison?
Of course. So in theater, I mean, I love theaters, but of course I do love film more. And what I meant by the extreme simplicity is that in theater, it seems more characterized and like it's more for the sport of like having big movement and energy. But what I really love about film is just how detailed you can get in just a simple eye movement and just a simple move, like a lift of your eyebrow or just like something that your mouth twitches or I don't know, just the simplest little moves in your facial, in your hands. You can show different emotions even like with your hands, like yeah. All the emotions you can show just by the tiniest movements. And I love that. I think it's so much more.
Whereas in theater, you got to project, and everything has to be much more, the bigger.
Yes. And you also must project with your emotions, your arm movements and like everything.
Yes. Kelly, did you exclusively write Take Me Home and My Soul to Keep, or did the two of you collaborate with each other and other people? Or
so it was a collaboration. Yeah. A lot the stories come into my head when I'm a runner, so
yeah,
when I run, and as soon as I'm done running, then I come home and I'm like, okay, I have the story, I know what I want. And so then I put it all out there and write a summary outline.
Yeah, and she comes home and she's like, guys, guess what, I have another one, it's in my head, let me tell you about this. And then I kind of like refined.
Then she refines it. Kind of.
I would say like, this is kind of weird that this happens. Like maybe we could do this instead, or like oh, I like this part. You know, just stuff like that. So we definitely collaborate and work together.
And then we get a screenwriter. We have a screenwriter that helped us put the script together. So it's my ideas down outlined. Then I talk with the screenwriter who puts it on into a script.
He puts it into final draft, I assume.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Kelly, My Soul to Keep, just the basic premise.
The basic premise for My Soul to Keep is basically it's you're going in one direction thinking that that
everything on the outside is true.
Right.
And she's trying to word it in a way so it doesn't spoil.
It's hard. It was very difficult even putting the trailer together for My Soul to Keep because you just don't want to give away too much.
Right. What she loves about her films is that she loves definitely like changing directions and just being like, and you think this, but then this happens. But and that always.
I love those.
Right. But basically the lead girl, she loses her mom at the very beginning. It's not a secret. And so
you're talking about My Soul to Keep.
Yeah. Sorry. And the relationship with her father. And so really it's just, because I have a teenager and I was a teacher and I work with teens, it's, are we really listening to the teens or our kids?
And the signs
and
from other people.
And if our child, if we ask them, how are you doing? And they just say, I'm fine. Or we still need to dig a little bit deeper.
Yes.
And so it's the relationship and kind of waking up as parents to recognizing that we have, you know,
the target audience is definitely towards parents, adults of teenagers or kids. Just that's definitely the target.
But her
name is Liz, and she's the daughter of the mom that dies in the beginning and the daughter of Brett, who is my dad.
Who is your character? Liz is a deeply troubled teen who struggles with.
Well, that's definitely difficult to talk about without spoiling a lot. But
Nora, we can't spoil that. All right.
I mean,
we'll just skip over it. So both of these, how are you getting the message out to promote them? What are you doing without giving away too much to entice people and to get people interested? Why would we be interested in either one, investing, or two, watching Take Me Home or My Soul to Keep? Kelly and Trinity, both. We'll start with Kelly. What would you say?
Well, I would say, I mean, one of the things, I mean, I wish you could see the trailer for My Soul to Keep and also Take Me Home. We have an amazing DP and director and just a whole, you know, just the whole crew involved in both of them. I use the same crew and director, you know, for both of them. But especially with My Soul to Keep, I think, because that's our newest, I think, you know, we learn as we go. And so this is our, Take Me Home was a few years ago, but this is what we just filmed and this is fresh. And we really pushed the envelope with just camera work and camera angles and just it's a little dark. It's a psychological thriller, like Trinity said. I think you'd be interested in it because it connects to everybody, especially right now, what everybody's going through, the stress, the anxiety, the just mental crap that people are dealing with because of being locked in their, you know, homes and, you know, just life happening with COVID. It's everyone can connect on some level, and it's a film that makes you go, oh, okay. Yes. It chills. Like it's one of those at the very end, every time I see it, just chill bumps because there's such a message of wake up, right? Just wake up and keep your eyes open. And just, instead of living like this in our, you know, we're so stuck in our just little worlds, especially with our phones. But it's like, look up, keep your chin up, look around, because the world that you think's happening around you might not really be the world that's happening around you. Makes sense.
Trinity, you had said that, the short film, My Soul to Keep, again, without giving too much away, but yet we do have to have an enticement of some sort to be able to explain why we want to jump on board with you and Kelly, right? So you do have to be able to give us something. So you had said that you were allowed to dig deep because your character struggles with mental illness. So that is one of the many issues that we are really opening up, and we're really understanding that it's okay to talk about mental issues. Is this particular film, is this an issue that you both feel strongly about because you have had experience with, say, friends or family, or is it something that's completely just you wanted to write about it, just a topic?
Well, I do have experience in it because I have anxiety, and I actually wrote an article on it and about my anxiety. And so, yes, definitely connects to the topic, and I connect to the topic, and a lot of the people that we work with connect to the topic.
Right.
And that's mostly why we really wanted to do it, because we all collaborated we all decided to, because that wasn't our original idea. Our original idea wasn't to be a mental health film. But as all of our creative minds talked about it together, then we all decided that that would be the best option. And we all wanted to write about that because the type of issue, and that it's a big issue, and that also it's a known, and like it's a connecting, like a...
Everyone can connect.
Everyone can connect to it. I'm trying to say.
It definitely, you need, I would give you a little advice and say you definitely want to focus on that as your pitch idea, because that is something that people really, whether they say it or not, or admit it or not, everybody has a friend or family member that is either ashamed of or has come out about. So this is something that is a topic of great, great consideration. So you will get investors if you lead with that. I'm just telling you. I've been in a couple pitch meetings 2 weeks ago, and everybody seemed to want to jump on. The producers are like, well, I really want to attack these mental health issues. Let's look at the films that we got for that. So that very, very, very good. So excellent. Excellent. Now, Trinity, let's talk about Austin. Hi. Woo, woo, woo. Hey. Love this. So, you know, Kelly, you two really fascinate me because you can go from these deep topics and issues with the two short films that you have to something like Austin High, which is upbeat and perky and happy, and let's all go to Austin High. It makes us want to go back to being a teen and go to Austin High. So I understand that you came up with this idea during the COVID pandemic. You and your friends wanted something to do, and you went out and you did it. All of you got on board. So let's talk about why Austin High. Was it because obviously you go to a school, and is this an actual situation where you had a new English teacher, or is this just an idea? Hey, let's just talk about the challenges with the new English teacher. And is this every sink for those who haven't watched it? What kind of things would we get to see if we tuned in to the YouTube channel on Austin High? Who's your character and what are they doing? What are you guys doing?
Well, my character, I'm Aria. I'm Aria Thompson. And basically the show.
The mayor's daughter.
Yeah, the mayor's daughter. I was going to say, basically the show is about, you know, like you said, the struggles with the new English teacher. And no, this is not actually a real experience that I had with a new English teacher.
Good. But
it's my experience of being an English teacher in the classroom.
That's why she wanted it to be an English teacher. But basically the reason why we created this Austin High series is pretty much what you said, is that there wasn't to do something, instead of becoming a couch potato or just not doing a lot, while during quarantine or just during any time, there's not a lot of auditions coming in, just go out and do something on yourself, make it yourself and do it yourself. So that's what we decided to do. Mm-hmm. And all my friends, I have a lot of actor friends, a lot. Mm-hmm. So we were doing all these fun challenges and pranks and vlogs. And so to convert that, it'd be great. So, and I have a brilliant mind over here. And so, we decided to create Austin High.
Now, are these all of your, I assume they are, but I don't want to be wrong, are all of these the main characters? You have your little crew, your little squad. Are they all your personal friends who are like, hey, I'm going to cast you, and I'm going to cast you, and I'm going to cast you? Or did you have auditions?
Well, actually, at the beginning, in 2019, we did have auditions for the YouTube channel. And even though I knew all the people that were coming into audition, not all of them, but I did know most of them that came into audition. We still, you know, we still held auditions, and luckily I had all of them are people that I knew and people that have great positive energy and personality and are also just great people in general. So yes, these are my friends, but we did hold auditions just like saying like, go like, subscribe.
We wanted four girls and four boys. Like,
yeah. So we need to find.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell you, a good looking crew you got, because you know, teens want to look at hot guys and girls. So beautiful little people going to Austin High.
Wait till you see season two. We have something for everyone, even the adults. So,
oh yes, we do have.
Yes, I want some more hot teachers, Kelly.
We have a hot counselor coming your way. He's the new counselor.
Yeah, keep them coming. I'm gonna send them over here. I'm gonna hold my old casting couch situation and then send them to Austin.
We decided that that Austin High needed a counselor since we have all these mental health issues going on, and so
season two, if you like season one, you are going to love season two. It is a lot more meatier. Yeah, it's a lot more like now, more information.
Kelly,
but yes, it's great.
Kelly, you guys have so many platforms that are looking for this content. Nickelodeon, there's I don't even know if you've heard of this. It's called Pop TV. They're looking for teen content. Nickelodeon is always looking for it. Disney. I mean, tons and tons of venues. What are you doing to pitch you these killer accent?
That is a great question, Priscilla, because that is not my background. And so I have been talking, I've met with a guy who does marketing to help market Trinity. And we did get a pitch deck put together for Austin High. And he has, I talked with someone from Netflix about it, but the reality is I need help figuring all that out. Like it is, there's a lot out there.
Important. Yes, it's so important, Kelly. Hit me up, girl. After yes. I got some people that I could turn you on to, but you got to be very careful. And this is advice in general for the situation that Kelly is in. There are so many scam artists out there. So you really do want to get referred to someone through a trusted source and a trusted friend, because there are a lot of companies on Prime Video for a price. And no, you do not need to pay anybody to do this, but that's another show. But email me and I'll turn you on a couple people.
Yes.
I have a friend, his name is Stephen Levine. He's a huge PR agent. I mean, he reps William Shatner. And I would love to, he's in Austin, so I would love to get an appointment or you guys have coffee or something, because he is a wealth of information to help you. But very, very important to also, I know you're probably going to continuously write on stuff, but festivals, screenwriting festivals, reputable ones, because a lot of the times when you enter your screenplay, if it's good and you win, they will offer to turn you on to reputable production companies that are looking for that content and network. So that is the hardest thing, Kelly, because all the stuff that you're doing prior to the pitching it and getting investors, that's the fun part. But and this is advice for everyone. You got to think you are a business. And when you are in the entertainment industry, if you're a producer, a director, actor, screenwriter, you are an entrepreneur, and you have to know every single aspect of the entertainment industry and how to go about doing it. Because if you don't know how to do it, then how do you know that the person you're picking is going to know how to do it?
Good point.
So that's very important because you want to get it out there, but without exposing it too much, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and Priscilla, just when we started her YouTube channel, you know, it was one of those like, all right, let's just do this. And then when we shifted and decided to do Austin High, again, I was running and it fell into my head. I'm like, let's do, you know, scripted. We have these actors. And we didn't even really, I mean, I was filming everything on my phone. But then we realized when you're going to do scripted content like this, you need like a real camera, real lights, boom mic, all that. So we learned that first season, it was kind of, there was a lot of bumps along the way.
Yes. We actually filmed the first four episodes of the first season on her phone.
It was awful.
And it was so bad that we just had to refilm all of them with the professional camera.
Yeah. My point on that is we always strive to get better and learn. And that's kind of, we're in that like, okay, let's do it again. Yeah. So for season two, we have a real school that let us film in their school. We have added actors. We brought someone out from LA who's a singer, and we have this big talent show where she's going to showcase one of her songs. And I mean, there's a lot going on. It's like morphed into something like, whoa, how has this gotten so, like, I had 30 people, like crew and cast on set. How are you pitching it? I'm like, wait a second. We were supposed to film.
Yeah, because that's the fun part, right? Yeah. The pitching. That's where you got to get serious, right?
Yeah.
But you guys did the right thing in what you've done so far and putting it on the YouTube channel, because what else are you going to do? You were at that point, you're unknown entertainer. So that's how you get it out there. So just continuously promote via your show through the YouTube channel, because that will also act as, I guess you could say, you're pitching it in a way to investors, because if you just give them the link, they can look and see the content and they can see quality and they know what you put into it. So it is a very inexpensive way. It is the best way to go until you start making headwaves, right? But it's a learning process. Just it's going to be a long road, but it's going to be fun. And I've of course watched Trinity. She is a very, very talented. I was so impressed with everyone on the show. But Trinity, you do have a natural acting ability, and continue with your classes, and not just in drama, but remember comedy. And the tip that I'm going to give you is to every A-list celebrity will tell you this, always take improv comedy classes, because improv comedy classes is going to help your drama 10 times. And you're like, what? But that's a whole different show. Just trust me, take improv comedy. It will help you. If you watch the Actor Studio, I'm sure you've seen every single A-list celebrity say, take an improv comedy class. So that's my tip. Now, Trinity, what do you feel? And then I'm going to ask Kelly from an adult's point of view. Trinity, what do you feel are 3 to 5 characteristic traits that you think are necessary to be a successfully working teen actress?
Right. So I would definitely say the willingness to do stuff, because like saying yes to a bunch of stuff is definitely hard. And also like if you're tired, and if you're just like with teens, you know, like we have school, if you're doing schoolwork and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this, you know, but you have to have the willingness to do a bunch of things and give up a bunch of things that you love to do this business, even though like, it's not, I don't feel like I'm like, you know, getting rid of everything I love. Like this is what I love and I'm working for it and I'm doing it. And that's
What do you continually do, Trinity, to motivate yourself? You and probably your friends too. I know you talk about it. What do you do to motivate yourself?
Definitely looking at the end goal and what I really want to do, because at the end, I do not want to be like some lazy person or just like someone that hasn't really done a lot with their life.
Yeah,
I if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to just be like, you know, like my, like other friends, like they don't really know what they want to do, or they don't really like what they want to do to get, you know, to get the money or whatever they want. But, you know, I know what I want. And so I know that I'm going to go out there and do it. And that always motivates me. And also my mom motivates me, you know, I just gotta say, like, she always motivates me to like go, like, you know, like if I'm in that tired mood or if I'm moody or if I'm, you know, like just tired
having a day,
then she's like, you can go do it. Like you can do it. Like, imagine the end goal. Like, you want this. And I'm like, you're right. Let's go do it. I'm going to work on this script. I'm going to work on these sides and let's, you know, do the audition, do the callback, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah. And you really do need a team. You really do. It is very, very difficult in any pursuit, any career pursuit, but especially in entertainment. Very, very difficult. If you have someone like your mom who is on your team, you have already won half the battle. So, you know, Kelly, so what do you feel are some things that you need that are necessary to be a successful working teen actor as a mom, from a mother's perspective? Obviously, one of them would be you want to watch out for the perverts, you know, right. You don't want to send your daughter to any audition by herself. So what are some other things?
As far as like keeping tips. Her moving tips.
Yeah, just some tips. Advice for other mothers who have teens.
We have asked Trinity, I mean, over and over and over, because it's exhausting. It's just an exhausting thing, because I'm putting in a ton of energy every time an audition comes in. I mean, it does involve, like, you know, getting a coat, blah, 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 filming it, uploading, blah, you know, so, and then, you know, usually don't hear anything, you know, you have to be okay with that. And so it's exhausting mentally, physically, and emotionally. And so you have to keep checking in to make sure, is this what you want? I mean, are you okay? Because if I'm going to put a bunch of energy and then I'm going to try to keep you, you know, motivated, you have to want it.
And so, I always say, Mom, yes,
I want it. And we're past that now. Cause it was like, you know, especially when they're 9, 10, 11, the auditions were just kind of like all over.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And also to keep a real good mental game going, you know, keep yourself, you've got to find chill time. And you find a balance. We always talk about, we do a lot of visual on our whiteboard, just goal setting and where, what it takes to get there. So we've taught her, she's known from a young age that if you want something, it takes drive, it takes effort.
But there's always like some kind of structure and like push behind behind some successful person that you always have to push.
I think I've told her over and over, like, if you wanted to do an Olympic sport, you'd be up, you know, at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, she always used swimming. She would always tell me that if I wanted to be an Olympic swimmer, then I would have to get up at 4 in the morning to jump in a cold pool, no matter what the temperature is like outside, to go swimming and practice my sport. And that's the same with acting. You gotta you know, leave school, you gotta leave volleyball, because I do volleyball, or you gotta, you know, take yourself out of fun situations or put yourself into stressful situations.
You can't have a sleepover because you have something, you're filming something.
And it was always that, but that was the cause for what I really love to do. And I'm
You have to. Now, real quick, because we actually have 2 minutes, I want to get this in. So as an actor, not just a teen actor, but specifically as a teen actor, there are many places that you can start, because the closer you get to having casting directors know your name and recognize you, the better. That should be your number one focus, right? So there are a couple websites. There's actually a ton of them, but the most reputable ones, are you on them? Are you on Actors Access?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. She has an agent and a manager out of LA. Oh,
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. 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 So she's definitely on Actors Access and Casting Network.
Actors Access.
My IMDb page.
Yes. We were going to get to that last. I was going to say, people, if you want to look at her credits, everybody goes, imdb.com is the website for people in the entertainment industry. Singers aren't there. Singers/actors. Actors, you know, it is the place you go to check out all of the projects. So go to imdb.com and type Trinity Johnston. But Kelly is on there too, with her credits. I gotta tell you, you girls are on your way. It seems like you are serious. You just need a little help with getting, you know how Trinity has an agent, and Kelly, you need a life coach that is specifically working in the entertainment industry. But email me and I'll turn you on to some reputable people. Trinity, when you get out here in LA, look me up, okay?
Yes.
Hey, and just so you know, season two, episode one will be airing this Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday. What time? Oh, at never mind. It's not on network. I'm thinking it's on television. Yeah, it's, yeah. You can watch it anytime on YouTube. Austin High on YouTube. Please go to Instagram and on TikTok. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much for everything.
I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly and Trinity Johnston. Yay. You're going to see them on the red carpet getting an Oscar. Yes. Okay, everybody. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Say goodbye to your fans, everybody.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona right here on LA Talk Radio.